It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take it, guys, up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins, they go into the All-Star break. They took 2 out of 3 from the Orioles. Big performance yesterday by Kyle Stowers. 3 home runs. He went 5 for 5, drove in 6. He was good. Real good. Great performance from him. Yuri Perez was good yesterday as well. Heat lost in Summer League, 92-72.
Yeesh. Oh, oof. It doesn't matter who plays for the Heat. They all have the same problem.
Kalel Ware had 21 points, 9 rebounds, 3 blocks of steal. The rest of the team, Florida Panthers was just announced today. They are going to open up the NHL season with a 5 o'clock puck drop against the Blackhawks. Am I supposed to be insulted by this? I feel like I am. We're on at the same time as Judge Judy.
No.
5 o'clock?
Would you rather be in prime time? Because I have a feeling no matter which way they did this, you would have a problem. If they would have did it in primetime, you would say the Panthers won the championship. They should have the first game to start the season.
I feel like they – I don't know. I don't think I don't think I would feel that.
It doesn't
way.
Matter what they do. So if you had to watch a game previous to the Panthers, so in actuality it would be 2 games.
But let's be
they
real.
They go 5-7, Panthers start at like 8:39.
Okay, but here's the thing. I think I wouldn't have a problem with it if they were primetime. That makes sense. Because at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday, most people are driving home. It's a dumb start time. Now, obviously, it'll be sold out. I'm sure people will make their way to the Panthers game. But, like, I'm talking about, what about the Panthers fan who wants to get home and watch opening night? What is it? It's just strange. Why do they treat us like this? Back-to-back champs? We should have our own night.
But I'm just like, would you rather, like, I think I would rather the hockey season start off with the champs dropping their banner.
Then they should.
I would rather the season to start that way then, versus having to watch a couple of hockey games and then go, oh, and by the way, the Panthers won.
Then you know what you should do? Put the Panthers in prime time. Have a 10:30, and then do like a midnight start for like the Utah Mammoth. The Mammoth can play at midnight. I'm not the Panthers playing at 5? I don't know. The more I think about it.
What would be more acceptable? Would David start at 7?
Of course, yeah. 7 o'clock. That's a perfectly fine time. And
so go 7, 9, and then 11 for Mammoth?
Well, here's the other thing. I would have less of an issue with it as well. If it was 5 o'clock on a Sunday,
right?
5 o'clock on a Tuesday, huh? What is this? I don't get that.
I can see either way. I'm not like I think if you had, I believe that the champs should play the first hockey game of the next season, whenever that is. Now, they're making a whole night of it, so they put them as the early game.
Or an afternoon of it.
So, I can understand that. I think that I find myself complaining if I saw two other hockey games before they played.
I don't think we'd have any complaints if they were primetime. How could you? If they were primetime game and you're getting ready, it'd be like, hey, we're tuned in here for the, I don't know, the Yotes and the Mammoth as we have opened up the NHL season and the champs are coming on up. But it's like, oh, who we get to tune in tonight? We get to watch Breadman versus Crosby? It's like, cool. Oh, you mean an old, irrelevant ex-champion and the team that the Panthers already eradicated? Cool, great. Glad we tuned into them. Dumb. Right. Stupid. Leroy, let me ask you this. If it was Edmonton, I guess there's a time zone there, but you know Edmonton would be put in prime time. There's no way they would do this. Slap in the face.
Right.
Schmeathen says it's 5 p.m. so people in Finland can watch. Finland always tunes in. They're used to it.
All right.
Hunter says, don't disrespect Crosby. He's still elite. I apologize. Crosby took a stray. It's not his fault.
Like, he just minded his own bit.
He took a stray.
Down the street.
I know I'm lashing out, but I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't get it. 5 o'clock? And against the Blackhawks? This was your matchmaking? Strange.
Didn't they start last season off in Finland?
No, I think they went to Finland. They did a home opener because you got to return the cup. Like, they raise it. Remember the guy? All right, guys, we need our cup back. And then,
how did they do it last year?
What do you mean, how did they do it?
When did they play last year? How did they start the season last year?
I don't remember.
Because I don't recall.
I don't think they started. Because I remember, you know what? I don't think they had opening night last year. Because I remember, I feel like we talked about this. They didn't have opening night last year.
It was on the road.
No, I don't think they started on the road, but I don't think that they had opening night.
You don't think NHL had opening night?
Let me look. Hold on. NHL, September 2020. So it would have been, what, October? I'll figure it out. But I feel like they, hold on, October 7th. Yeah, we didn't have opening night last year, right? No, preseason. I'm going to get bottom of this, bastards. I know.
Yeah, because what if it was the same thing? So they didn't even play on opening night?
Because
I don't remember you making a big deal of that last year.
I'll find out.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll find
like
out.
I think it's July sports.
No, it's not July sports. It's not July sports.
But you didn't make a big deal about it last year.
Put it at 5 o'clock.
Oh, Steven said opening night against the Bruins.
Was that prime time? It was prime time. So, yeah, that made sense. Rivalry matchup.
But find there's got to be a reason why this is happening. Not just, we want to screw the Panthers. So I'm trying to see what happened last year that maybe opening night was on a different night. And, you know, I don't know.
Let's see. It's Tuesday the 8th. Hosting Boston. And yeah, it was in prime time. It was the second game that day. So why are they doing that again? I don't understand it.
Okay. So yeah, I got you. So it started off at what, 7?
Yeah.
Yep. So somebody else had the 5 o'clock game.
7 o'clock. All right. Puck drop.
Okay. I can see it. I can see. I mean, if you told me, hey, that's what we did last year, why wouldn't they do it this year?
Makes no sense.
Can't argue. Can't argue.
Makes no sense.
But you didn't, I was getting ready to say, you didn't make, like, yeah. So you had the chance to have the other side of the argument.
So why did we get demoted?
I don't know. I don't know the reasoning behind it unless they do, like, a big thing here in South Florida, you know, the NHL. And who has Tuesday? Tuesdays is TNT.
Who, for NBA? Well, I think
no,
the NHL.
No. For NHL, who has Tuesday nights?
Well, I don't know. It's changing. I don't know. I think it's
right.
I don't know if it's NBC now or Amazon. I'm not positive.
Right.
Because they're switching the TV rights.
That could also have something to do with it. Right?
It's on ESPN. This game's on ESPN.
Okay.
This year.
Maybe ESPN has something to do with it. I don't know. Like all the other games. Like,
well, how about they fix it? How about that? How about that, ESPN? You have the audacity to make us the curtain jerker? No, you're the jerker. The champs are for primetime and primetime alone. 5 o'clock, we're still at elbow room.
From the night before?
Yeah. 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock is a happy hour somewhere.
It's the silliest thing to watch the Rangers.
I bet you there's a reason behind it.
I'm going to find out.
Find out.
I'm going to snoop around. But I'm not happy about this. A slight maybe, to the champs.
Maybe Galen knows.
Hey, Galen! I know you're not here at that office that I'm looking at right now, but tell me why the Panthers are playing at 5. Is that fair? So what, Hockman and Crowder get the day off? That's bullcrap. I want the day off.
They only get like an hour off.
Whatever.
You know, hockey pregame is short. They don't go like football.
Well, you know, Hockman, Solana, and Crowder are going to sneak into Galen's office. They're going to be like, you know, you should make it a special extra long pregame.
But I, you know what I found
That's what
out?
I would
that
do.
Doing this show, like, if you got to come in for 2 hours, you might as well, you know what I mean? You're here.
All right. Take a break. Back with more for this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as the Miami Heat will be back in summer league action tonight. I don't think the squad is quite like it was last year. Sometimes you don't know you have something special till you got it. And 2 losses to start the Vegas Summer League. It appears a path to repeat has been spoiled. And we'll see if the Heat respond. If I had to guess, I don't think Khalil Ware is going to play today. Back-to-back, he just had a good game. Vlad Golden didn't play yesterday. So if I had to guess, I'm going to say that Ware doesn't play. I don't even know if he'll play the rest of the Summer League. Because if it goes like this, especially if they lose, you know, Pella's leaving. You know, I feel like it almost goes to a whole Yakachonis Golden show after tonight's game. That's probably the route they'll go. So we'll see. 8 o'clock, it gets going tonight. It's strange for those who have that. It's also on, they're all on the FanDuel app. So if you have FanDuel Sun, you can do that. Although I did screw myself out of $20, Brittany, because I didn't realize that they were also all on ESPN Plus, which I already have for fighting. So I paid $20 for nothing.
Paid $20 for FanDuel Sports.
I paid $20 for FanDuel because I have FanDuel Florida right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for the Marlins. But I also then got it because I canceled the other. See, FanDuel did this tricky thing where they gave you Marlins Panthers on one and then they did Heat Rays on the other. So I was like, oh, perfect. I don't need to watch the Rays. So I can cancel it once the season's over and I can save myself $20. The Panthers eventually left, so it was only a Marlins package, and then there's a Heat Rays package.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I don't know why I can't just...
Why can't it be baseball? And
why can't they just be together?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Or why can't I just subscribe to FanDuel and I get
everything? Why can't you just... Exactly. But you can't cancel your subscription of $20 for the Summer League now?
Well, I can, but the damage is done. Like, Summer League's going to be over, so I already paid my $20.
For the Summer League.
And I had no idea that it was already on ESPN Plus anyway. So apparently Summer League's available everywhere. And I thought I was only going to be able to get it because I don't have NBA TV. I thought I was going to be able to get it on FanDuel, but not realizing they're just broadcasting all the games on ESPN Plus anyway, which I already had. So I spent $20 for no reason.
These streaming services, they get you.
They get you.
They get you.
It's a ridiculous thing.
I have so many subscriptions. I can't even keep track anymore. I'm like, my card just takes, money just comes out of my account and I don't even know where it's going.
I know one thing. I could finally cancel Peacock for a little bit because Love Island's over.
That's true. You're not going to watch after the, what is it, the
You know, I have no interest spin-off? In that. No, I really have no interest in it.
Really?
Once they're out of the villa, I think we get enough on TikTok. I don't really need to see any more beyond the villa. Like, here's what happened. We had a hit show. We're all famous. Let's pretend to be friends again. Not into it.
Let's fake drama.
Not into it.
Yeah. So Peacock goes to rest for another year.
But anyway, that $20, off in the ether. Oh, well. We'll just have to try and make
you
it back.
You win some, you lose some.
We'll try and have to make it back with our Hard Rock bet later on today.
He said Cash App. Cash App, Glenn. Cash App request, Glenn, for you to.
I feel like that's going to get lost.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's going to go over well for me. We have the top 10 lists are all coming out, Leroy.
Saw that this morning.
The QBs have been revealed. The top 10 QBs. This is the one everyone's always
waiting
for.
Can I just say this? The honorable mentions, each receiving one vote. It seems like that one vote came from their executive.
Oh, man. You think that they're allowed to do that?
I mean, just look at the list, and then it'll say others receiving votes. And it all seems like it's guys that they're executive.
Well, yeah, there was others receiving votes, and then there was only two honorable mentions. Typically, there's four honorable mentions. They only, but the top 10, no surprise, Mahomes still on top. You guys probably already know the top four. Mahomes, Josh Allen, Burrow, and Lamar Jackson.
Is there a quarterback? Because even Peyton Manning didn't get this kind of praise. Is there a quarterback that gets more praise than Joe Burrow and hasn't won?
No. People love Joe Burrow.
I mean, they trashed Peyton Manning even after he won one. Said all he has is one.
Yeah, don't you think it's kind of like disrespectful that Jalen Hurts is not above Joe Burrow after he just won a Super Bowl?
It is kind of crazy.
He lost to Patrick Mahomes and outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl he lost.
He's not only...
And then came back and won.
He's number 9. Which is
number
pretty crazy.
Nine?
He's been to 2 Super Bowls and he's won one.
Right.
He is the architect of the most debated play in the history of football, and they have him barely a top 10 quarterback.
That's insane. Wow,
that's pretty crazy. They have Jaden Daniels 5, which he had a really good rookie year. But did C.J. Stroud not teach you anything?
Yeah.
Can I see it again?
So did Joe Burrow.
Right, his second year. And then he was hurt all the time. No, this Joe Burrow is like, whew.
I mean, I like Joe Burrow, but I think that's insane.
I like him. He just gets way, like, see, and like, I remember the history of this stuff. And people kind of forget after a person's career is over how much they were criticized while they played. For example, they never really criticized Aaron Rodgers.
No,
right?
He won pretty early.
And there were moments in games after he won his Super Bowl where he was the reason why they didn't win. And the team he won the Super Bowl with, he's had a bunch of better teams than that team.
No, so, 100%. I mean, he's definitely had some chokes after.
And he's taken no criticism. Joe Burrow made it to a Super Bowl. His team hasn't even been in the playoffs the last 2 years. And he's considered and I'm going to just do this. Tua led the league in passing 1 year. Right?
Yep.
And they still, oh, well, he can't win the damn
He's got
playoff.
Tyreek Hill, and he's got Jalen Waddle. He can't get you over the hump.
Right.
Look, I get it. Look, Tua's not.
Why do we pick and choose what rules we use? Because, like, everybody loves Peyton Manning. Y'all don't remember how bad people got on Peyton Manning for not being able to get past probably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play, if not the greatest quarterback to ever play the position.
So Jaden Daniels is 5. Matthew Stafford is 6. Justin Herbert is 7.
That.
Jared Goff is 8. And then Jalen Hurts. And Baker Mayfield is 10.
Just 3 years ago, right? Are we going to sit here and act like we didn't treat Jared Goff like his career was done and he's going to be a backup for the rest of his career?
Total bum.
Now all of a sudden he's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the league?
Look, I'm happy for Jared Goff. Don't get me wrong, but he shouldn't be above Jalen
Hurts.
No,
I'm just saying the reality of these things is We're looking at that now. Why all of a sudden we forget what everybody was saying a year ago or 2 years ago?
Honorable mentions go to C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love.
I think Jaden Daniels should be somewhere near where C.J. Stroud was. And the example or what they should say is that, yeah, C.J. Stroud had this year before Jaden Daniels. Now we got to see if he does it again before we just move him up into the top five.
Jalen Hurts being 9 is criminal.
Right.
Jalen Hurts
being... Do they not forget the 2 Super Bowls he played?
That's criminal.
That's actually insane. Like, the fact that Justin Herbert is above him is...
What is Justin Herbert, like, what has he done? Like, Justin Herbert is crazy to me. Like, this is sitting here, and this guy's been through 3 coaches already. And, I mean, what are we doing with that guy? Just because he looks like a quarterback?
I was just getting ready to say that.
Is that what it is? Like, is it just the hair?
I think people want him to be something special.
So did Jamarcus Russell.
Crazy, man. This is crazy.
And Baker, you know what? Baker has been phenomenal, but he had those 2 years where I don't know whether it was because he was coming back from health, but he had those 2 years where he played for team, and he was just like, woof.
I don't have a problem with Baker. Baker put up monster numbers last year. He won a playoff game. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I honestly think Baker should be above Justin Herbert, to be honest with you.
I don't think Justin Herbert should be in the top 10, period.
It's crazy.
I would definitely have Jalen Hurts in the top 5, and you got to put him somewhere around Patrick Mahomes, because even if you think Patrick Mahomes is better, which I would agree far as pure passer or whatever, that guy balled out the 2 times they played head-to-head.
He outplayed him both times.
Well, right. How can you tell me in the biggest moments that this guy isn't a top 5 quarterback is amazing.
If you're putting Joe Burrow up there, I think a part of that is riding the coattails of the fact that he beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs and went on to go to a Super Bowl. And how are you not going to put a guy? That's what I'm saying. Like, how are you not going to put a guy who actually beat him in the Super Bowl in that conversation?
That's crazy.
Burrow only won the AFC Championship game.
Exactly.
And didn't win the Super Bowl.
He's riding the coattails of that, let's be honest. And he gets excuses all the time for his offensive line and his team. And he's allowed all these excuses, unlike everybody else.
He really does. He gets the pass for everything. And, like, look, he put up phenomenal. He also is, like, probably the greatest receiver duo in the league, or one of them. And that team got off to an awful start last year. And he wears none of them. I think part of it is because he plays on the Bengals and nobody ever respects the Bengals. I get it. It's almost kind of like a Cavs LeBron, early LeBron thing with him.
It's like anything they do is considered great and awesome because they haven't been there in so long.
Yeah, it's true.
But let's also say he hasn't been in the playoffs the last 2 years.
I don't even – will he make it this year? I don't know. Like, I think that they'll be better than the Steelers. I think. But they're the Bengals. You never know. Did they ever pay Hendrickson?
I think so. I think he got a contract.
I don't know, man. It's team. Dolphins are reporting, rookies are reporting this week. And we can finally start to get to football instead of.
I miss rookie camp.
You hailed out?
I was a holdout.
Yeah, dude. Did you get that money?
So keep in mind, my rookie year, training camp was 6 weeks. You practice 2 weeks before your first preseason game unless you played in a Hall of Fame game. So you could go in two weeks before your first. So my rookie year, we played in a Hall of Fame game. So that means we got to go an extra week earlier.
Did you?
And then play all them preseason games.
What were you holding out for, like money or guarantees? Like what was the hang up?
I have no idea. I have an agent. He said, okay, we're good, right? I'm gonna be fair. Like, I didn't know enough about contracts to know what I was holding out for anyway.
Well, I know that the Dolphins, I don't think they've signed their second round pick yet. I think Savaii Nye wants a fully guaranteed deal.
What?
Yeah. Like a first rounder. So I don't know. I don't even know if he's gonna be at rookie camp tomorrow.
But why? Why would you want a full? Because here's the thing. When you do stuff like that, when it's time to renegotiate, teams fight back. Right? So it's like, no. We'll let you play this out.
Karen says Leroy held out because that breakfast in training camp, they didn't offer sausage. Is that true?
Dude, let me explain something to you. Where I was in camp, it was a mentor, like way out east. The selections for food during camp are like eggs, oatmeal, bacon. You can get your, not even, you ain't want to do pancakes. You ain't want nothing too heavy because you get ready to run around all day.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like, they used to have to check in too. Like you had to check in for all the meals so they make sure you were eating. Because I know me personally, if I had a choice of taking an extra 20-minute nap or go and check in for lunch, I just wouldn't even eat lunch.
We'll take a break. Leroy will hand out his game balls and game bums from the weekend next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Monday. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's that time of day, Leroy. You gather us around the locker room. You scope the weekend. And you hand out your game balls and game bums.
Bum, 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 bum.
So there's a lot of different ways I could go. But I think I'm going to leave one for later.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with something I watched on TV yesterday, major championship in women's golf. And one, Gino Thitical. I can't pronounce her last name, but
it's a big name for you, dog.
Yeah. She had a 2-shot lead going to the last hole, hit her a ball to within 5 feet, and the girl she was playing with hit a shot to within a foot. So they tie. She made eagle. She missed her birdie putt. They go to extra holes. The second hole, right? The first playoff hole, the Grace Kim hits it to the right in the water, had to take a drop.
Okay.
Then Gino hit it on the green or just near the green. She chips in for birdie. The other girl gets up and down. Another playoff hole. Then Grace Kim eagles the hole again. So the 3 times she played the hole, she went eagle, birdie, eagle to win the Aviron Championship. It was just amazing. Like, you're watching golf, and if you like golf, whether you like it or not, just the craziness of that was pretty amazing. So I'm going to go there.
Game bum?
My game bum is you.
Why?
Because your ass sucked me into betting on a girl who never beat the other girl.
Oh, well, look, I don't know what the hell.
And you kept saying she almost won, she almost won. She's going to win this time. She didn't.
Yeah.
She never beat the girl. If it was any other person, you would have said, she can't beat this girl. Never, like, but no, you sold me on it.
Okay, but she, in fairness, she got screwed the last fight. She should have won the last fight. Like, she got screwed. Okay. We see bad judging all the time. The thing that was confusing about this one, she didn't throw the punches she did in the previous ones. Like, she was like, I'm gonna try and temper the range a little bit. I'm like, you're not Amanda Serrano. You throw, you like Lady Pacquiao. You throw a ton of punches. Yeah, that was tough. Not a great performance.
Rory didn't win either.
It was a close, it still was a close fight by the judges. One had it a draw. I didn't think it was a draw. I thought Katie Taylor won.
And Rory didn't win either, but like me picking Rory to win is a lot harder than you going just picking one versus another person.
Yeah, that's fair.
He did come in second.
That's fair.
The guy that won, I mean, yikes, good. He's good. He's only good. 25.
What are we doing tonight? So, are we betting on the Home Run Derby? We got our pick coming up. Are we betting on
no?
The what else are we going to bet on? We don't. What do you mean? We got to bet on something.
Okay. Like, but I'm not going with, we're going long shots.
Jazz Chisholm is the longest shot.
Yeah, but Jazz, can he hit home runs like that?
Yeah, he's got power for batting practice.
Yeah, but I like, a lot of times the burly guys win because they could swing that bat 400 times in the night.
You think it's
Jazz is almost the same size as his bat.
He is tiny, but he's got a good.
So imagine at round three after swinging 75 times.
Why you like, you know, you're making him seem like he's D. Gordon.
He needs a couple of pounds heavier.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Everybody is.
Wait, D. Gordon, did he get caught?
He did. He got caught taking full-blown steroids.
Trying to be a buck 50 instead of a buck 35?
Didn't see it coming. Eye test. Nope. I'm surprised somebody came around. He probably thought, hey, D, formality today. We got to do it, you know. He goes, oh, sure. You think the guy like had to look at it a couple times? He goes, did I switch him? Was he in like a different category here? This doesn't make sense.
Right.
I'm sure the guy had to look at it a couple times and be like, well, didn't see that one coming. Him and Bartolo Colon.
Oh my goodness. And on opposite sides of the nothing. Bartolo Colon gonna do the next commercial for CPAP.
Oof. Yeah. Didn't he have a secret family?
I don't know.
I think he did.
I don't know.
By the way, somebody pointed out in the chat, I think it was Evan 11, 30 of 32 second round picks have yet to sign their contracts.
Right.
It
has to do with that fifth year or something along the line. You can only do a fourth year. I'm not sure.
I think they want it to be all guaranteed. It said only two have signed their picks. Browns linebacker Carson Schwesinger and Texans receiver Jaden Higgins were both given fully guaranteed deals by their teams. The rest of the selections are likely seeking full guarantees that aren't standard offers from Yahoo Sports. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. The problem is simple to explain, but far from simple to solve. Before 2025, no second-round picks had received fully guaranteed rookie contracts, with the Texans giving receiver Jaden Higgins the second-round pick a fully guaranteed deal. The issue was framed. The Browns gave linebacker Carson Schwesinger the first pick in the second round, a fully guaranteed deal. They had little choice. Once one player got one, the one after him got one. For the next 30 picks in the round, no deal has been done. While all of them participate in an off-season program under participation agreements, they won't be practicing or present without signed contracts.
I can see it.
Interesting.
Well, the precedent has been set.
It has been set, right? And especially if it's like, you know, those second round deals, like you said, like there's no option with those contracts. It is different.
Right.
So
So it's four, and I don't think you can do 5 years. You're going to do four?
No, I think it's only four. Only the first round pick gets the fifth year option.
That's why some guys get drafted like 32nd or trade because you want that guy, but you want that extra year.
Paleo just says, the Browns did it again. Everybody's just going, they're like, Browns. Who messed up this contract situation for us this time? Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they are still dealing with the worst case scenario.
Sure are.
Right?
Sure are.
I mean, they got a room full of quarterbacks, and they all got to be looking at each other thinking, I got a chance to play.
This is the strangest. Oh, it's the strangest room in the league. It's like Joe Flacco. Shador Sanders, all anyone's going to be talking about this year is when is he going to play? That's all anyone's going to be talking about. And Dylan Gabriel,
Dylan Gabriel, they say he's got a piss whistle.
He does. No, the only thing with him is he's tiny. That's it. He is not a big guy.
And I wonder how that's going to play out when it's 20.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. And he also, I feel like at one of these bowl games where he looked high as a kite, I feel like he talked about how much he hated playing in the cold.
You know what's crazy? That if teams would use my level of patience with players, the Browns would still have Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
He didn't do anything wrong. He was just hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to make a decision on whether to extend him or not. And you chose not to. And that seems to be the decision that kind of spiraled all these other events. And so, yeah.
Al Macko says they should start Love Island, but for Brown starting quarterback. It'd be great if Stefanski goes, and now I want to couple up with Shador Sanders. And then Gabriel's got an insincere clap. Great. That's good for you guys. Good. Happy for you.
You think they could they it's some kind of survivor. Cause you can't have that many quarterbacks. We all know that.
Joe Flacco's just gonna be sitting waiting for those two kids to screw up. He'd be like, I'll be here when you need me.
Oh yeah. Joe Flacco. Like, let me tell you. Joe Flacco is the OG Winston, right? He gonna give you 3-4 weeks of the greatest football you've ever seen in your life. Jameis Winston does the same thing. But when they're off.
Oof.
When Squint comes back, old Squint.
What, that's, you know, that's another weird room, because they got Jameis, Russell Wilson, and they got the quarterback they drafted, the first rounder. And Tommy DeVito.
I mean,
he's a folk hero.
It's crazy. And my whole thing about quarterbacking is this. It's easy for a team to justify everything they do if they just center it around a quarterback. But if you look at somebody like Philadelphia, or you look at somebody like Detroit, right? One of the things you talk about is, yeah, you talk about the quarterback, but you talk about that offensive line more than anything.
Trenches.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. Well, I hope Savainai gets fixed out, but he's like, because he was a pretty high, what was he, 37? Because they traded up to get him.
Yeah. And he going to need to play right away.
Yeah. That's some leverage, dude.
Yeah.
But like,
what about them teams who had like multiple second rounders and they all holding out for the same thing?
Yeah. Let's see. Anybody else? Well, yeah, the Browns have another second rounder who hasn't signed. Bears. Yeah, there's multiple teams dealing with that. Got to figure it out. Right here.
Figure it out.
I guess you got, technically, I guess you got a week, right? Like, you don't really need them signed until next week. But you'd like to get them. I would like this offensive line to be together. Just me. I would like it to be together. We got a guy with an Achilles injury. Is he good? Are we ready to go?
I don't even know. Right now, to me, I don't even care if he's good. I just want to know if he's healthy.
Is he healthy? Is he good? That's what I mean, though. Is he good to go? That's what I want to know. Is he good to go? Like, are we good to go? Can we just have, for one season, the linemen play all year? Will it be possible?
You know what else bothers me? I'm going to just put this out there. The Dolphins were the team that took Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees because they didn't trust Drew Brees' shoulder.
Right.
Right? But they trust this guy off a torn Achilles?
Well, it's many years past. I don't know if it's the same doctors.
I'm just saying. Like, it's still the same process in which they yay or nay it.
If that Achilles isn't ready, I know who's there. I know who's going to get to playing time.
Hey!
I know who's going to be there.
Now starting at left guard, center, right guard. Oh, no. Leon Eichenberg.
No, no.
You're going to run on the field. No.
Oh. Me and Tua are going to be thinking the same thing. Me and Tua are both going to be thinking the same thing. Don't worry, Tua. I got it this year, Tua.
I've gotten that look before.
You have?
So my rookie year, when I first, like, I got there on like a Wednesday or Thursday. We played in the Hall of Fame game that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So they told me, hey, we're going to get you some work in. You're a rookie, third quarter, right? So I'm just on the sideline, doing whatever, chewing gum, mouthpiece in the sock, got my helmet way over there. Not just paying no attention because it's second quarter, right? One of the running backs get hurt. And everybody starts looking down at me, so I turn and look too. Movie. They go, hey, you're up! I'm like, up for what? This is not the third quarter. You in there! So I go get my helmet, right? I run onto the field. I have a dip in my mouth. Because I was just chewing gum and doing whatever, right?
Yep.
They ran a screen pass. I think I went for like 45 yards. And I swallowed it.
Oh. How'd it go?
So I go back to the sideline. The dude that I replaced for one play goes back in. I said, now what does that mean? Do I go wait? Yeah, Rook, get back. That was my first play in the NFL.
We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines, including some hobnobbing was going on this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Back after this.